day 7. It's a play, subluminous indoctrination of the right brain. The clouds have been sculpted. We shudder and turn to the steward, softly whispering, "Can I have a raffle?" And in that mustardy wilderness of sauerkraut, there rose a shout that spun like sweat that's flung from pockmarked spangled moats. To rise above the cries of flustered, wet-nosed bung-pluggers clout, within, without, within, without, 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 thin blistered the police. Rye rocks in carnage ink, ply sips and cling apples to blow rigging down on Captain Chops. Among the suet pies, the sweet thin pail basked belching out the oath between blood bubbles where the mizzen frisked his liver, gall and dark peach. That Polaroid of a lesbian, wrap that penis in brown paper and beat it with the back of your hands. Cap badge on that hat is the Moldavian silence, turned up on the other side, stolen by some Kaffir in the runs. Science had almost created a perfect human being by this time. One half of his torso glistened with tiny red crystals. They were hard as diamonds. The other half of his legs had little wheels and places for the rain to run off of him. He didn't have much of a face. Goddammit, he had no face, they screamed. And screamed and screamed and screamed. It made no sense. No face to have eyes on? That's right, where his eyes would be. It was just this big round hole with old bobbins and pieces of crushed wood. The deeper you looked, the more you would see. Bottles of Tabasco sauce, plastic earrings on dusty paper cards. And that hole in his face was growing. It jumped against the balloon man. He knew the score. Another balloon man, another duck. He leapt off the grease and kept his peace with Father Francisco, the pud-tugging bugger whose kneecaps looked like twin turtle shells from his pilgrimage to Lord of the Mine. She said, "Whatever," and was dumb with a multiplication of gloves and microfiche. Suddenly, she burst into clear, sacred, sweet silence. Floral bouquets! Frost was dug up and paraded around town until his bones jangled out of his black death suit, green around the waistcoat. And the head bobbed and fell splat, broken to oversized eggshell flinders. Ducks, 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 those ducks. I'd reached the teacher with a piano. Played a concerto until my feet were aching in the light of businessmen with butane mothers. We danced along the diamond edges. And inside the muffin, a little paper ranch. Bob opened it slowly in time to the wombat jumping in a red mesh cage on the sink. Where he looked closely, he saw a tiny cross marked, "You are here." Almost like being in a glove factory at twilight. And filled with camphor-centered team spirit, you called? Here, let me show you where the Zulu spear left a scar in the shape of a muskrat wearing a billboard. The Greeks played the darts on the deck of the Hindenburg. We juggled railroad flares, accelerator screaming. Meets himself coming the other way. Clydes with his yesterday. Guts unwinding from a hole in their side. Loop out and suck back in loops and suck back unwinding from a gut unwinding. All is forgiven. Allow the music to begin. First a handful of motors pulling at water. First a knitwear display frozen in a block of tears. First a Japanese sword guard with still mountains and rising mist. First, that was my dream, that was my life.